Unfortunately, though, the wet weather has slowed down picking for citrus growers in the Sunraysia region. And that's where we find Kelly Hollingworth today, who's out checking out how the season is looking and can join us from, well, where can you join us from, Kel?
Good afternoon, Warwick. I'm at Redcliffs today and having a look through Nutrano's Sun West packing shed. Tanya Chapman is the General Manager of Operations in Sunraysia for Nutrano. Thanks for letting me come and visit.
Pleasure to have you here as always.
I'm a little bit surprised that the packing shed's going because it's been fairly wet overnight and I wouldn't have thought you'd be able to do any picking.
Yeah, so today will probably be very limited on the picking with the rainfall we have had overnight. But we were very fortunate yesterday that on our own farms and on some of our third-party farms, we were able to get, you know, 200 or 300 bins picked yesterday. So that came in overnight, so it allows us to get here nice and early and start filling those orders.
How much fruit is expected to go through this packing shed and perhaps some of the others that you look after in the Sunraysia region?
So in this packing shed, you know, we'll be looking to put through around 40-odd thousand bins of citrus this harvest, a little bit down on previous years due to a number of factors. An average size crop, obviously there's been some hail affected crops, you know, on our own farm and some of our others. So yeah, it will be a challenging year in that. But in saying that, the quality this year we've noticed is certainly, I think, far superior to the last couple of years in terms of wind blemish. We haven't had the dust storms this year, so that's been a really big positive.
Last year, due to the coronavirus pandemic, there was a lot of interest in citrus. Obviously, the fruit's full of vitamin C. Are you seeing that desire for citrus again this year?
The season for us has started off a little slow with the early navels, but I'm very pleased to see that demand for Imperials has really started to ramp up, you know, to the point that due to that rain that you've mentioned, which we've sort of had on and off for a week, has meant that the supplies of Imperials into our shed has been a little slow, and therefore the demand is increasing day by day. So, you know, we're really looking to fill that void today.
Rain slows down picking, but it can also be really good for out in the field because when it's really dry, that tends to be when we're a bit more prone to frost. I know that the Riverland in South Australia certainly had a couple of very frosty days a few weeks back. How are things here?
The last couple of days of May were very cold out on farm, which I'm sure, you know, even the listeners experienced that nice chill. We're a bit fortunate here in that we've heavily invested in frost fans over the last 2 years, you know, to the point that now on the three farms here, I've got about 36 of them operating. So whilst we did see those temperatures drop to -3, it wasn't for a prolonged period of time. And the fact that we had those frost fans, you know, up and running really did help to protect our crop. And, you know, and rightly as you say, you know, as bad as rain is when you're trying to get the fruit picked and get it through the shed, it's got a couple of added values. One is that moisture in the ground does protect us from frost, but what it also does do is it allows our fruit to finish off. So it gives that last boost to sizing, and not to mention it also, you know, washes down the fruit, washes down the leaves, and allows them to probably prepare for what I call the shock of harvest. So, you know, we want our trees to not go into that shock once harvest is there. And having those nice clean leaves means our post-harvest fertiliser can really get into those trees and set them up again for next year.
How many workers do you have helping you pick the fruit and pack it?
On farm, it really does depend on, you know, what we're aiming to pick and the calibre of the pickers. But, you know, for the pickers that we do have, most of them are return pickers, which means that we can have less out there. So if I'm aiming for 100 bins of navels, I really only need to have around 20 pickers out there. But pretty fortunate that I've got access to a couple of hundred out in the field. So that means we should have a good steady flow of harvest. In the packing shed here, yeah, you're right, it's a massive operation, but it's highly automated. So, you know, I'm only needing around 35 to 40 people to run this line for 12 to 14 hours a day. So because of that automation, so it's really, it's good in two ways in that if we do struggle to get the workers, we don't need as many as some other operations. But what I really love is the fact that you know, the workers that we do have, a lot of them are return workers. We don't have to retrain them, and they love coming back here, and so I think that's a real plus for us.
And the fruit that is being boxed up, where is it likely to end up?
So what you're seeing here now is ending up in our retail stores around Australia. If you can see a little bit further over there, you can see our premium Sunwest Black brand, and it is lining up for the US today. So yeah, got a little bit happening, and next week we'll be focused on packing for Korea and the Netherlands and a few other places as well.
China's been a really big focus for the citrus industry for a while, but there's a few jitters there, particularly with some other commodities where there's been big tariffs imposed. What's Nutrano's view on that market at the moment?
Look, you are right. China has been a big market for the Australian citrus industry. And, you know, obviously, as we're a heavily export-focused industry and export-focused company, that does give us some concerns. But what we're seeing at the moment is the containers that we have sent into China have gone in relatively unscathed. And it's not even just about the tariffs and that China are putting on it. You know, some of the shipments of other commodities have got there, and basically they've pulled them apart so much to check them that they're unsellable. So for us, it's all about whatever market you send to, you have to ensure that you're putting in the box what your customer orders and making sure that you're dealing with those reputable customers that you've built a long-standing relationship with. And that's what we do. So, you know, if we're dealing with a very strong, you know, long-time customer in China, we know that they will be pushing to get our fruit in the door as much as we want to send it. So my message would be just make sure that what we're sending, whatever country it is, that you're giving them what they order and what they want to pay for.
Tanya Chapman, thank you for taking some time out of your busy day to show me around, and back to you in the studio, Woz.
Brilliant. Thanks, Kel. Thank you very much for that. Great to hear from a citrus shed in the northwest of the state. And even though it's tough for them, it is nice to hear that some rain has made its way to that part of the state as well.